Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue talking about the TV show on Discovery Channel called Mom and Me. This program takes houses from trash and turns them into treasure. Remember, this is all about a mother-son team, Carrie and Tristan Trowbridge, who live in Oregon, which, of course, is where Portland is.
Yeah, it's a nice area, if you like rain. But there are a lot of people from Taiwan that have settled in Washington, Oregon. It never gets very hot, though. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But I went back there to visit a friend, to see her in an opera once, and I just remember thinking, oh, my goodness, my hair is so frizzy here. So there's a lot of rain, but it is a beautiful part of America. So that's where it takes place. We're going to talk about one particular project, how it unfolds or how it unravels. Unfolds is probably a better word there. And what they have to do to actually get this house renovated. It's not easy, that's for sure. And if you get into this business...It's a lot of work. So if you don't like to work hard, especially physically, maybe this isn't the career path for you. Let's get started. Tom's going to read through, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these words.
On the project's first day, Tristan and Carrie call for help. The former owners of the house left it full of old furniture and other junk.Now the whole Trowbridge family arrives to help with Trash Day. Everything has to be cleared out before the renovations begin. Sadly, the whole fireplace in the living room needs to be removed too in order to raise the ceiling. That's because a strong post has to be put in that spot in order to support a heavy roof beam. Carrie reluctantly agrees to remove the fireplace, but refuses to compromise when it comes to replacing the garage ceiling.It looks awful because it's starting to fall apart. Even though the extra cost upsets Tristan, Carrie has the ceiling replaced and painted. On the bright side, Tristan has found another way to save money on the outdoor patio. By tearing out the attic floor to raise the living room ceiling, they've ended up with some spare wooden floorboards. Tristan uses these to create a new fireplace area in the patio.Over the next few weeks, the house is transformed into a modern, comfortable living space. Carrie and Tristan have opened up the living room and kitchen, making the space easier to get around. They've also painted and remodeled the bedrooms and bathrooms. Both bathrooms are now inside the house, exactly where they should be. What's more, they've even planted some trees and given the backyard a makeover with new grass and a beautiful outdoor patio.It's little wonder that they find a buyer offering their full asking price the first day the house goes on sale.
Okay, let's dive in, guys. We're talking about the project that we left you with when we first started this unit. We've got Tristan and Carrie, and on the very first day of the project...They look around and they think, ooh, we need some help. So if you need some help, you call for help, which just means you ask for it. You summon people to come and help you. They call for help. Sometimes, you know, in an area that doesn't have a lot of public transportation, I'll have to call for a cab. Sometimes when I'm out in like a Taipei, New Taipei. I'm thinking, what is it in English?
New Taipei City.
Yeah, sometimes there aren't a lot of taxis, you know, conveniently located. Or if I'm down south, I notice they don't have as many. I need to call for a cab or call for a taxi. Here they're calling for help, and of course, their relatives.
That's right. So the former owners of the house left it full of old furniture and other junk. So the people who used to own the house, they just left. They didn't care about the furniture and they just left it behind. That's somebody else's problem.
Terrible, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of irresponsible. But that's what they did. And we've got the word furniture here. And of course, that refers to tables, sofas, chairs, stuff like that. Please do not add an S to this.
No.
Furniture is a non-count noun. How much furniture did you buy? Oh, I bought two chairs and a sofa, for example. How much furniture? And they've got other junk in there as well, maybe old books and magazines, the kids' toys, fishing rods and reels, who knows, all sorts of junk that they've got to get rid of.
Yeah, if you use a measure word with furniture, we'll use the word pieces. How many pieces of new furniture did you buy today? How much furniture? I typically would use pieces of furniture if we're talking about distinct things someone's going outto a furniture shop and picking up or buying. Notice junk, too. You don't want to put an S on that either, guys.
Same with equipment. That's the same kind of usage there. Equipment.
And information. Don't do it. Now, the whole Trowbridge family arrives to help with Trash Day. I sure hope, you know, they do something nice for their family because no one wants to give up their free time to go and move trash and junk from a house and get rid of it. But, sometimes you can find little pieces of treasure amongst the trash, not always.
Maybe.
But hopefully. So everything has to be cleared out before the renovations begin. If you clear out a room, it just means it's empty after it's been cleared out. People actually take what's in it and they move it somewhere else. And if you want to paint your apartment, I'm thinking of repainting. I need to clear out some of the furniture so that the painter can get to all the walls that he needs to.
That's right. So they have to get rid of this stuff because they're going to do their renovations.
Yeah.
And sadly, the whole fireplace in the living room needs to be removed too in order to raise the ceiling. So, of course, the fireplace has to go as well. A fireplace, of course, is sort of like a stove in the wall, basically. I guess that's what you call it in Chinese, a bilu.
Mm.
But basically in houses in Western countries, they have this place where you can burn wood. And most people like to sit in front of the fireplace on a cold day and look at the flames and be nice and warm and read books or something and cuddle up with your partner or something like that.
We've always had a fireplace in our house.
It's always nice to have one, so that's why it's sad that it has to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe they'll rebuild a new one after they raise the ceiling. Who knows?
Mm.
That's because it says here they have to raise the ceiling. There's a strong post that has to be put in that spot. Oh, no, the fireplace is a goner. So if you're building a house, you'll notice that there are areas of the house that have these really strong posts or beams. I didn't know that that was the case until someone said they wanted to take down a wall to make a room bigger. And then a real guy who does construction came in and said, no, you can't remove this wall. You need that wall to hold up the roof. So, yeah, that spot where that strong post is, that's a pretty important place to keep the whole house intact. Now, when you're talking about a spot, here it just means a location. But if you're eating lunch or dinner and you aren't careful and you get food on your clothes, sometimes it's really hard to get that spot out of your clothes where, you know, the food has fallen and left a bad stain. You can call it a stain. So they've got to do a lot of work, it sounds like, to get working on the renovation itself. So they're going to raise a ceiling, put a strong post there so that they can support a heavy roof beam. A beam is a real, it's just a long piece of wood that's quite thick and very important to the house. My mom, who was an interior designer, she put beams on our ceilings that you could see because she liked that look, you know, where you'd paint those beams a color. It looks kind of like, well, it's a rustic, shabby chic look.
Very good. So you've got the posts there, and those support the beams, which will hold up the ceiling.
Oh, can I say something? A beam probably is used more often when it's horizontal. A post is vertical, goes up and down.
Yep, post up and down, a beam vertically.
Or across.
Or across, and back and forth, or left and right, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they have to get rid of the fireplace there, and that's unfortunate. That will probably decrease the value of the house.
Too bad.
If you have a fireplace, of course, you're going to have a chimney as well, where the smoke goes. So I imagine if they remove the fireplace, then the chimney is going to have to go as well. Sometimes chimneys make a house look kind of cute, even though people may not necessarily use the fireplace or the chimney, still, if a house has a chimney, it looks kind of cool, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does, yeah. Mm. So Carrie reluctantly agrees to remove the fireplace. Like Tom said, most people love to have a fireplace. Although, I don't know about every state or city, but in Phoenix, because we're in a valley, which means, you know, we're in a lower area than the mountains around us, the government has decided what days we can build a fire and what days we can't. And sometimes it's kind of sad. It's a cold day in Arizona in the winter only, and you'll want to have a fire in the fireplace, but no, the government says you cannot. So if you do something reluctantly, you don't really want to do it, but you know you have to, so you just do it, you know. So she doesn't want to get rid of the fireplace, but she has to.
She does, and of course, in this particular case, though, she refuses to compromise when it comes to replacing the garage ceiling. So remember, we talked about compromising before. People meet halfway because one person wants one thing and another person wants something else, so they have to compromise. I want to go to Japan. No, I want to go to Indonesia. Okay, let's compromise. We'll go to Japan in the spring, and we'll go to Indonesia in the summer. How about that? Let's compromise there. But in this particular case, she's not going to compromise. No, I refuse to give in regard to replacing the garage ceiling. If you replace something, that means you get rid of the old one and you get a new one.
Right. So it looks awful, but it's starting to fall apart. It looks awful, so it's ugly. No one thinks it looks attractive. And if something's falling apart, it just means it's in really poor condition. You know, a car can start to fall apart. My dad's car is getting bad. First, the air conditioning stopped working. And now sometimes when he turns the key to start the engine, it doesn't start. You know, little by little, things start to fall apart. My kitchen's starting to fall apart. And so I asked the superintendent, we call him Guanliyuan here, but I asked him to come and do some small repairs. Sometimes you have to really work to keep your house looking good or in good shape, because if you don't, it starts to fall apart. You know what else falls apart, guys? Our health. So you have to take care of your health, or one day your body's going to just start falling apart as well.
Yeah, at our house, of course, I always have to constantly be removing plants.
Oh, really?
Because they're always trying to dig their roots into the walls and stuff like that.
You're kidding. Right?
Yeah, those plants are pretty vicious. So, wow. Yeah, you got to keep after them. But I guess she wants to replace the garage ceiling, and he thinks, well, yeah, it's falling apart and it looks bad, but we can fix it. But she wants to replace it, and that's going to be more expensive.
So moolah, dollars.
It is falling apart. You know, it's not to complete. Things are falling off and stuff, but maybe it could be repaired. But Carrie is having none of that. She wants to replace it totally. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in our lesson today. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 句子的一刚开始就提到第一天他们就要找人家来帮忙协助。第二个句子提到 The former owners of the house left it full of old furniture and other junk。在这里提到呢，房子的前主人留下的是满满的旧家具跟其他的垃圾。在这里呢，我们看到 leave 指的呢就是留下或者是听任。不过最常用的就是使某事某物处于某种状态，所以受词的后面要加形容词。这里提到的就是 full of old furniture and other junk。我们再来造一个句子，他让窗子开着，你就可以说 he left the windows open。在这里的 leave 也就是有使处于某种状态的意思。接着在中间的句子提到 Everything has to be cleared out before the renovations begin， 所以一切呢都必须要把它清除在所有的重修开始之前。 Clear out 也就是有清除或者是出空的意思。举个例子来说，他把他所有的旧衣服都从壁橱里面清出来了。 She cleared out all her old clothes from the closet. 接着他们两个母子呢碰到了一些意见上面的冲突。那么呢在这里看到车库的天花板真的很糟糕。在第二段第二句提到 It looks awful because it's starting to fall apart. 天花板看起来很糟糕因为它都快要崩解了。在这里的 fall apart 就是有崩坏分解的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about Mom and Me. It's a show on the Discovery Channel about a mom and her son who are into flipping houses. They take a house that's in pretty bad shape. Here we're calling it a trash. And then they do a lot of renovation, a lot of work to make that house look really nice. And then they turn around and sell it to someone else. So when we left you, we were talking aboutthings they were doing that first day of the project, like they first had to clear out the house. The owners originally had left all their junk behind, which makes me think that they probably couldn't continue paying their mortgage payments. So the bank had to come in and repossess or take ownership of the house. That's when you can get a house for a really low price. The bank doesn't want it. So they resell them and then you have to deal with all the junk that people leave behind. So they cleared it out and then they started getting rid of things they had to, like the fireplace had to go because they needed to raise the ceiling and put a strong post in that spot to support a really heavy roof beam. Now, Carrie didn't want to get rid of the fireplace, but she had to. But when her son Tristan says, oh, I know the garage ceiling's gross, but let's just fix it up. It'll be okay. She says, no, it's falling apart. We have to replace it.
Right, so to continue here,even though the extra cost upsets Tristan, Carrie has the ceiling replaced and painted. So Tristan, again, is upset at the extra cost. Gee, Mom, you know, replacing the whole ceiling in the garage is going to cost a lot of money, and we won't make enough money if we resell the house that way. But she insists she's not going to compromise.But I guess she's nice about it. She goes on to say here, it says, on the bright side, Tristan has found another way to save money on the outdoor patio. So I guess he's found a way to save money in another place, so maybe he's not so upset now. Mm. Yeah, Mom's idea of replacing the ceiling is bad. It's going to be expensive, but I can save some money out here in the patio by doing something else.
Yeah, he's going to tear out the attic floor to raise the living room ceiling. I wondered how they were going to do that. The attic is a space that's just up from the very last floor. Some people use the attic space to store things. We store our Christmas decorations up there. But when I was a kid, because it's a fun shape, we could roll down the attic. We put carpeting up there and would roll back and forth as kids just for fun. But it's usually not really fixed up. Some people use the attic space for an extra bedroom for a small kid, you know, someone who's not that big. Tom, you could never stay in the attic. You're too tall.
Depends on how big the attic is.
Yeah.
But yeah, most attics are going to be too small for me. I remember my grandmother's attic had all sorts of stuff stored up
there.
Yeah,
storage boxes.
Kind of interesting. They got rid of it all when she died, of course. Mm. But in any case here, he's got to raise the floor up into the attic there. I guess the attic floor is going to go up so the living room ceiling can be higher.
Yeah.
And they've ended up, as a result of this, with some spare wooden floorboards.
Cool.
Spare means extra. Like if you're driving, you're going to have a spare tire in the trunk of your car. Mm-hmm. If you get a flat tire, then you get out of the car, you use the jack, and then you replace the flat tire with the spare tire. And so in this particular case, they've got a couple of floorboards, mm-hmm. boards made out of wood usually, mm-hmm. that are for the floor, and they're extra. So I guess they can use them some other place.
We also use spare to talk about change. Do you have any extra money, coins? Do you have any spare change you could lend me? If people are asking for money, begging for money on the streets, they'll often use that word. If they're in America, do you have any change or money to spare? Or do you have a spare tire, which is that round of fat around our stomachs that we get sometimes?
No.
Yeah, he's got a spare tire, which means doesn't mean a real tire that goes on a car or a bike. It just means, you know, extra fat that you get when you eat too much.
Don't remind me of it.
Yeah, we all have that. So Tristan uses these spare or extra, we could use that word, extra floorboards to create a new fireplace area in the patio. So even though they couldn't keep the fireplace in the living room, they've got one out on the patio, which is kind of fun anyway. It's nice to sit out there on a cool night and have a fire. We have a fireplace on our patio as well. So over the next few weeks, the house is transformed into a modern, comfortable living space. When you transform something, guys, it means you change it completely. You don't modify it. That's a different word. Modify just means to change something a little. But if it's transformed, it goes from one thing and is changed completely into something else. So it's kind of fun to transform something in your apartment. Maybe you took an extra spare bedroom that no one was using and you transformed it into a study that you could use as an office. That's transform. A transformation is the noun.
So they're fixing up the house. They're flipping it. They're doing a good job with their renovations. And Carrie and Tristan have opened up the living room and kitchen, making the space easier to get around. So again, they've raised the ceiling. And of course, if you're in a house, you want to get around or move around easily. We've got so much junk in my house, it's very difficult to get around.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to trip over something someday and break my neck or something like that. But, you know, if the room is bigger, it's easier to move around or get around.
Yeah, or if someone can't walk very well, I have a man in my building who has lost a leg. And to get around, he has a
walker.
Yeah, walker that he uses and a wheelchair both if he gets tired. They've also painted and remodeled the bedrooms and bathrooms. Yay! Both bathrooms are now inside the house, exactly where they should be. I can see putting a half bathroom, you know, in the garage. So if you were dirty working on a car or doing some project, you wouldn't bring your dirt inside. You could just use the bathroom out in the garage.
But makes sense, I guess.
A full bathroom is weird to have a shower, a bathtub in there. So both bathrooms are now inside, which is going to be pleasing to more of the buyers who are looking at the house. What's more, they've even planted some trees. Yay! So they fixed up the yards. That's really important for a lot of people who are buying a house. And given the backyard, that's the space behind the house that has grass and maybe some trees and plants. And the patio, of course. Patios are never in front of the house, guys. They're always behind. So they've given it a makeover. Makeovers are really fun because you turn something, it could be a person, from looking kind of, you know, not so hot into something looks beautiful. So makeovers are fun. It's just not for people. It could be for houses or apartments as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking about people. Sometimes TV shows take rather plain-looking people, and they give them a makeover.
Yay!
They have a meeting with a hairstylist and somebody who works on their skin, and then they come out, and there's a before and after picture. Oh, you've had a complete makeover. You look like a totally different person, etc. So in this particular case, though, the backyard has been given a makeover. It's got new grass, a new lawn, you could say, and, of course, the patio is all ready to go, and it's little wonder that they find a buyer offering their full asking price the first day the house goes on sale. That's kind of rare. There's always an asking price, and when somebody's trying to sell a house, even though they know they probably won't get that, people are going to probably try to talk them down.
Or negotiate.
But in this particular case, hey, they get their asking price. The buyer actually sees the value of this house. They want to act right away and jump on that opportunity.
What's even better is sometimes if you're looking at a hot property, especially in New York City, someone will actually offer more than the asking price.
To make sure they get it.
Oh, they want it. They want it. If you really want a house and you're bidding against other people, offer more money and you'll get the place. So anyway, we got to wrap up, guys. It's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着来看到第二段第三个句子提到 Even though the extra cost upsets Tristan, Carrie has the ceiling replaced and painted.尽管呢，这额外的费用让儿子很不满意，但是妈妈也是把天花板置换了，并且上漆。我们来看一下 has 这个动词 ，has 后面的受词再连接一个动词，如果来表示这个受词是被做了怎么样的动作，那么后面的动词就要以 VPP 的形式来表现。所以呢 ，carry 让天花板。被换过，而且被重新油漆，所以在这里要特别注意使用的是 replaced and painted， 都用 VPP 表被动。再举个例子来说，我爸爸的手呢被烫伤了，你就可以说 My father had his hands burned， VPP 表被动。I've had the stove lighted. 我已经让人把炉子点着了。那么炉子是被点火，所以也是用 lighted VPP 表被动。接着在第二段倒数第二个句子提到 By tearing out the attic floor to raise the living room ceiling, they've ended up with some spare wooden floorboards.所以借由拆掉阁楼的地板来加高客厅的天花板，他们最后得到了一些剩下的木头地板。我们来看一下，在这里的 end up 则是有以怎么样的结果或是结果变成如何。我们来举一个例子说 If you continue to steal, you'll end up in prison. 你要是继续偷窃的话，你终归会进得了监狱。或者说 The gangsters ended up in jail 歹徒呢最后的结果被关进了监狱你都可以用 end up 然后呢后面加上一个状态表示最后的结果如何而这里的 spare 则是当作形容词有多余的意思第三段第一个句子提到 Over the next few weeks The house is transformed into a modern comfortable living space就在接下来的几周呢，这座房子就被改造成为一个现代又舒适的生活空间。我们通常说 transform A into B， 也就是把 A 改造成为怎么样。要注意的是 transform 搭配的动词是 into。这个文章的最后一句写道 It's little wonder that they find a buyer offering their full asking price the first day the house goes on sale. 从 it's little wonder 开始呢，我们常常放在句首，用来表示后面述说的这件事情并不奇怪。所以呢，他们的房子在销售的第一天就找到愿意支付全额的买家，这件事就不足为奇了。就这里提到的 offering their full asking price 也就是指他们呢愿意提供支付全额 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
OK, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today Thank you so much for joining us And please join us again next time And hey, take a gander at this program You might enjoy it From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom
I'm Stephanie
Goodbye
Bye